Morning.
I thought we had, I thought it was a good scrimmage. We did a lot of good things on both sides of the ball. I think it's all about, the 11 guys that are on the field at that time and being accountable to one another and getting your job done. So I think we got certainly a lot to do to improve, but we'll look at this. We're great this afternoon. We'll watch it tonight as a team to come back out and get a pads practice tomorrow morning.
Do you have a better idea or good idea about your backup quarterback job, or is that kind of wide open stuff?
It's a battle. I mean, we got to evaluate this film. We got practice all next week. We got another scrimmage next Thursday. So I'd say it's certainly still very competitive. See where it goes.
Coach, you had another pick six today. Talk about your
defense. I think again we did some good things. I think that we run well. I think you have to look at the consistency. The first drive, the one defense went out. They drove the ball way down the field and they stopped them for a field goal. I guess it's their second shot, but they held them down there. So again, I think they're doing some good things. We can be better. So that's the message that I have with our football team. We have to feel the urgency of getting better because we're running out of time.
Coach, another scrimmage, another big run by Kendall. Can you talk about how he's kind of breaking apart in his explosiveness as a running back right now?
Well, it was another big play. I think, if you're on the defensive side, you're going to, where's the secondary contain, the secondary support? So if you talk to the secondary coaches, they have a little different opinion. But we need big plays. We have guys on offense that are capable of big plays. And I've said it before, if you don't have an offense that has the big play people in it, you're not going to produce like you need to produce. And we got guys good enough, and we got to do a better job.
Do you see
a
difference?
Still separating himself from the other running backs now?
Oh, I don't know. They're competing. He's got great speed and he hit a crease. And maybe a couple of those other guys hit the same crease could have made it. But he's working hard, doing a good job, and that's very competitive. We're going to play all three of those guys, though, so we understand that.
Is he hitting the hole harder? Do you see a difference?
He's experienced. He's played more now. He's worked very, very hard. He's a very talented guy. He's very explosive. He can get his top speed fast. That's one of his assets. And I think it's also you get a little confidence, too. So some things we do good in our running game. We did one drill different out here we haven't done before, called a four-minute drill. And pretty much what it was we're trying at the end of the game, and the offense wants to keep the ball, get a first down, force the other team to use a timeout. So really, if you can completely use the clock up, and then the defense just the opposite. They want to get a three and out, get a timeout to get the ball back for their offense. And it was the first time we ever did it quite like this, and we did it in practice a little bit, but it was really good. It's kind of lethargic as far as what you see happening out there, but I thought that was real good training. We got to do a better job of getting the ball back when we got a chance to win the game, and you can think of a couple games last year when that happened. And we got to do a better job of running the clock out and not giving it back to the defense, or at least running a lot of time off and forcing them to use their timeouts before we give it back. So I think that was a pretty good drill for us.
Gary, Andrew Jones, has he fought his way back?
He made a lot of plays today. I was very impressed with him, and he's a great kid. He's got a great attitude. And he's our biggest tight end. He's a big, big guy. But he's certainly not, without question, did some really good things today. Very, very impressive.
How about Brad? He had mentioned that, he thought maybe he could get back in 2 days.
Brad Madison?
Mm-hmm.
They're talking about Tuesday for a lot of those guys. Like Jarrell, we got several guys out, Ruth and some of those other guys. Hopefully we can. Kendrick's all thrown in that too. I think we have four starters out right now. Not counting Elvis. So hopefully we're getting back. The medical staff makes all those decisions.
Jacquees is on the sidelines kind of just messing with his shoulder. Is he all right?
Oh, yeah, it's fine. Yeah, he's, we get tweaked out here. Well, you're, geez, this is a war zone, man.
Yeah.
This is part of the deal.
A heck of a lot more shorthanded this camp. He seemed like a lot more of the balls that were in between balls for him are now becoming catches for him.
Well, I think he's really been catching really well all through spring, and that's been followed through all the way. I think he's really improved, and you can always get better, but I think it's a good observation. He's doing a good job of having better range in terms of catching the ball.
Thoughts on the O-line?
Our backups are real young, and going against, we have the best group of defensive ends. We got Alden's not in there, Brad's not in there, so we just got a lot of guys that can play, and offensive line is probably the most difficult position to learn to play at this level with the speed that you face. And so we got some young guys up there. We got two redshirt freshman offensive tackles and going against speed guys on the outside, which long term is going to help them. You just got to stay positive with them. But we got to pick it up there. We just got to be more consistent. Our one offensive line's got to be more consistent.